This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 1st, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christian orphans in North Korea have been tortured for their faith, according to human rights activists speaking at a recent event sponsored by the North Korean Freedom Coalition. 17 orphans who defected from a North Korean orphanage to find a better life in China were arrested and sent back to North Korea by the Chinese government. 3 of the orphans were, quote, tortured harshly, unquote, after North Korean agents discovered they were Christians. In a remarkable testimony to the orphans' faith, Lim Hai-jin of the New Korea Women's Union said the children were discovered to be Christians because their knees were noticeably calloused, having spent much time praying to God for help. Christ said, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea." Mark 9:42. Speaking of North Korea, it test-fired another ballistic missile on Saturday, and it appeared to be another failure, reports Reuters. About 12 hours later, the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier group arrived in the Korean Peninsula area, staging large military drills with the South Korean Navy. President Trump has appointed Charmaine Yost, a pro-life activist and former president of Americans United for Life, to be Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services. Yost will be replacing Kevin Griffiths, a vice president of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest organization behind the murder of the unborn. While President Trump chose not to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night, Hasan Minhaj, the fake journalist from Comedy Central's Daily Show, used humor to berate the press for covering the news in a way which has frankly lost the trust of the American people.
Supporters of President Trump trust him. And I know journalists, you guys are definitely trying to do good work. I just think that a lot of people don't trust you right now. Can you blame them? I mean, unlike Anderson Cooper's bone structure, you guys have been far from perfect. Remember election night? I mean, that was your Steve Harvey Miss Universe moment. The look on your faces at 11 p.m. on election night, it was like walking into a Panera Bread and finding out your sixth grade teacher has a part-time job there. I was like, what? Mr. Leddington? I guess you don't have all the answers.
The United Methodist High Court has spoken on the case of the bishop who identifies herself as a lesbian. The case was determined to be against the denomination's church laws. This begins the process of Bishop Olavido's removal from her position. When the Worldview spoke to John Lomperus, a United Methodist delegate to the 2016 conference, he said that this case was a reminder that Christians need to contend for the faith set forth in the Scriptures.
In the little book of Jude, when he says to contend for the faith once delivered, he's talking about within the church itself, of immorality and false teaching within the church ourselves. And I don't see that being any less of a problem today than it was in the first century. We need to understand that that's just part of our obligation as Christians, to be ready to contend for the faith against unfaithfulness within the church itself until our Lord returns.
Netflix's most recent hit program is a suicide story. The graphic show, 13 Reasons Why, is about an audio recording left behind by a teenage girl experiencing a succession of failures before committing suicide. The series has an average approval rating of 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. However, multiple school systems in Canada have actually banned all discussion of the show on school grounds. Wisdom speaks in Proverbs 8, "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Several tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas Saturday night, killing at least 5 people and injuring over 50. One of the twisters reached half a mile wide and went for 40 miles. A local resident stated she had not seen anything like it for over 20 years. Zach Ruffs, assistant principal at Downington STEM Academy in Pennsylvania, was put on administrative leave recently after a video emerged of him berating two teenagers who were protesting the, quote, Holocaust of abortion, unquote, near the school. Although the principal used offensive language, one of the teenagers kindly said, quote, Sir, you need to turn to Jesus Christ, unquote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.